This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Coming up, Mark Sanchez, former quarterback, now a Fox analyst, will join us in a little bit. We'll recap the weekend in college and pro football. Chargers are giving 3.5 at the Jets coming up tonight. Daniel Jones gone for the rest of the season. James Harden makes his debut tonight against the Knicks. Yay. Wait, he's the system. You guys don't want to see the system?
I've seen a lot of Harden debuts before.
Yeah, that's true, with different teams. So he's the system. Joel Embiid was the process. James Harden is the system. That'll be coming up later on tonight. All right, I'll be curious about it, see what how that team plays. And then can you have Harden and Russell Westbrook Jr. the third on the floor at the same time? So I'm moderately curious about that. Yes, Marvin.
You've seen this twice already, though.
Yeah.
Unsuccessful both times. So.
Yeah. The system is not the solution. But that's not going to stop him from wanting to be the system again. Yes, John?
How long before we hear, I don't like it here either. I want to go to another team.
I don't know if that's how he sounds. It might be a little more
a little deeper
subdued
voice?
No, it'd be like, I don't know if I really like it here.
This isn't what I signed up for.
No, I'd like to be the system someplace else.
I've only played two games. That's my way.
Dad of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Sunday night, Sauce Gardner and the Jets take on Davante Adams and the Raiders. Sunday, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. How bad must your quarterback play be that when you do a promo like this, neither quarterback of either team gets mentioned? You always have at least one quarterback on there. Sauce Gardner, Davante Adams, Sunday night, NBC. All right, let's be positive. We skewed negative to start the show. Best and worst of the weekend, more phone calls. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. Radio affiliates, those on chat row as well. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Who had the best win of the weekend? Let me start with college football. Best win of the college football season. At least this weekend. Seton, do you have one?
Clemson beating Notre Dame. Okay. Dabo needed that one, felt like.
Yes, he did.
He needed that one.
Yeah. I think he said basically, if you're looking at Clemson as a stock, you better buy as much as you can. You're like, okay. All right, Dabo. Anybody else with a nominee for best college win this weekend? Paulie?
I'll go Alabama putting up 42 on LSU, a nice, clean handling of LSU, national TV, everyone saw it. They're poised. They got to wait. They need some help, but they needed a nice big win because when teams start losing, they could bump up Alabama.
All right, Marvin, what about you?
I'm going to go Ole Miss. I think they need another big win. Texas A&M, a lot of money in the NIL, ooh, but man. You know, nothing.
No, they just recruit well.
Right.
They just recruit well.
But I think what they for them do. Just kind of stay with everybody else with just the one loss.
How long does A&M stay with Jimbo Fisher? That's a big ticket item. Hadn't exactly panned out as planned. Yes, Mark.
Are they the Raiders of college football?
No, they haven't had as many coaches go through there as the Raiders have. Like, the Raiders keep committing the same crime over and over and over and over and over. And that has to do with Mark Davis, who's been there in charge for 11 seasons. No playoff wins, and the one constant has been him. Yes, Mark.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Raiders have Super Bowl wins. Texas A&M doesn't have any national titles. Well, at least not in this
last 100 years. Be nice. Be nice. Yes, Todd.
I liked Oklahoma State in the last of what we know is Bedlam and what's going to be in the future for the conferences. But Oklahoma State's win over Oklahoma was very nice.
All right.
Good for the Cowboys.
All right. I'm going to go with Army football beating Air Force, a top 25 ranked team at Air Force. And now in control of the Commander-in-Chief trophy. That was a big surprise, Army beating Air Force. Yes, Paul?
4 pass completions by Army. They're lighting up the scoreboard.
Yeah, you don't need to be throwing the ball. Don't need to. By the way, you're always going to be compared to Pete Carroll if you're USC's head coach. Lincoln Riley, close game, lost it, fired his defensive coordinator. Pete Carroll, in games in November, started out 28-0. He finished 29-2. In the month of November, Pete Carroll at USC went 29-2. If USC loses at Oregon this weekend, Lincoln Riley will already have the same number of November losses as Pete Carroll did in his entire career at USC.
Start of the day, start of the day, start of the day,
start of the day.
Start of the day, start of the day, start of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Okay, I don't know if this is too soon. I haven't seen the lyrics to this song. Fritzy just sent me an email that said, I have an Alex Grinch holiday song standing by, the defensive coordinator who was fired by USC.
Nothing inappropriate. It's festive. It's Christmas is around the corner.
How do you think Alex Grinch would feel if he heard
it? I don't think he'd appreciate it at all.
Okay.
It's a little mean-spirited, but it's not vicious.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
You've been fired, Mr. Grinch. Your defense ain't no good. Every opponent puts up 50, and no, that ain't too nifty, Mr. Grinch. Drop off your playbook, Mr. Grinch. We'll burn it as you leave. No chance at a title. Forget Heisman, we need a new defensive Wiseman, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't hire you to stop an old lady from crossing the streets. One more verse. No longer a Trojan, Mr. Grinch. From our sidelines, you've been blocked. Ill will, yes, we still harbor. Go steal signs in Ann Arbor, Mr. Grinch. Now we're stuck playing in a meaningless bowl.
I think you might have had a worse weekend than Alex Grinch did with that song. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Scott in Charlotte. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. How are you? Best and worst of the weekend? Best of the weekend has got to be Josh Dobbs. What a cool guy. What an adaptable guy. A Steelers draft pick. Sometimes I wonder if the Steelers wouldn't be better off with him at quarterback than they have now. Worst of the weekend. Sorry, Antonio Pierce. It's a struggle for me. He talks about the Super Bowl. This is a guy that pled guilty to neglecting his dogs at the same time he was playing in that Super Bowl. You're a millionaire. You can hire a pet sitter. I think it's another bad hire by the Raiders. But thanks, guys. Hey, Fritzy.
Yeah, he's already been hired, but not as officially the head coach. And, yes, I think he was guilty of neglect for his two pit bulls, left them on their own. He was also with Plexico Burress the night he shot himself in New York. And Antonio Pierce allegedly got the gun from Plexico Burress to try to either dispose of it or certainly hide it. Gil in Arizona. Hi, Gil. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Danny. How you doing, man? First time, long time. Probably about 10 years since I've gotten through to you. 5'8", a healthy 190.
All right.
How we doing, Danny?
Good.
Love being home. I kind of calmed down a little bit. Sorry, Mr. Taylor, if I was a little aggressive to you when you answered the phone. I'm just upset about how people are treating Caleb down in USC? What do they want him to do? I wish it was the time of what a Heisman really means. Where would USC be without him? Where would North Carolina be without Mr. May down there? I'm just sick of it. At least they're having somewhat of a season. But where would they be without Caleb Williams? Where would they be?
No, I agree. I mean, they would be a bad team, probably. They're at least competitive. They're interesting. And, you know, people get caught up in Caleb Williams went into the stands and cried on his mom's shoulder. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of things with Caleb Williams I didn't like, with the fingernails, you know, the FU to Notre Dame. You know, I get all of that. But I'm looking at him, what he does on the football field. Now, if I'm going to draft him, I certainly want to know what his personality is like. Is he going to try to do this in the NFL? Yeah, that can be discussed down the road. But if you watch him play football, you can't have too many critiques about him. And I keep saying he's as valuable, if not more so, this year to USC than he was last year when he won the Heisman. Craig in New Jersey. Hi, Craig. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Craig.
Got a Garden State-centric. Best and worst of the weekend. The worst starts off with Jack Hughes going down with an injury, leading the points in NHL. Always tough to see. Best of the weekend. Paulie kind of stole it, but it's okay. Rutgers University football, pulling out the upset, beating Ohio State in the first half. Thanks, DP.
All right. We're counting that as a win.
Yep.
You led Ohio State at halftime. We're going to give you a W.
Put up a big picture of the scoreboard, like at the facility. Yeah. Don't let anyone know it's halftime.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I don't remember you guys beating Ohio State. We were beating Ohio State 9-7. Chase in Utah. Hey, Chase.
Hi, best of the weekend. You guys are talking about it there. Rutgers did the little fictish push and did a fumble rooski. That was the most interesting play I saw all weekend. Love
yep.
that.
Yep.
Other best of the weekend, 49ers win over the bye week. So we got to get it healthy there. Worst of the weekend was the Jazz loss over the Timberwolves, 95-123. I thought our size would give us a chance to sneak into the playoffs, but that's it. Thanks, you. Back
all
to
right.
you.
All right. Thank you, Chase. Yes.
Jazz,
yes,
Timberwolves, worst of the weekend, and giving the low score first, then to the high score. And that 95-123 loss.
Yeah. That's something my wife would do. Wait, is the team you're rooting for, it's 19-47? I said, well, it's 47-19. Yeah, but you're rooting for the 19. Yes, but you start with 47. Never mind.
I think both teams are out of the playoffs now after that loss.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. Houston's running back, is this Dare Ogunbowale?
Yes.
Okay. He's the first non-kicker punter with a made field goal since Paul?
Doug Flutie?
No. 2004, wide receiver, Marvin.
Chad Ochocinco?
No.
That's a great guess.
It is a good guess. Back row, any response? Any response?
Marvin Harrison.
No. Todd?
I got nothing.
Thank you, Tony.
No names.
Like, no names. Give me a name out of the 70s, for God's sake.
John Stallworth.
There you go.
It was 2004, you said.
I know. I'm saying you gave me a name. You usually give me a stupid name out of the 70s.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Ooh.
His first initial and last initial the same.
Piper Perabee.
James Jones for the Packers.
No. Marvin.
Wes Welker.
Sweet.
Okay, the first running back to make a field goal since. So the last running back to kick a field goal was 1979. I'm going to guess. Oh, well, I'll let you guess now for extra points, Paulie.
I'm going to guess before you gave the date. I'll give you my guess.
Okay.
I think he was retired that. Paul Hornig.
No. It was 1979. I think he played for the Saints in 1979. What kind of hints am I giving you, Paulie?
Tony Galbraith?
No, blue.
Oh.
You're kidding. That's right.
Yeah.
He was a Viking and a Saint.
Yeah, I think it was with the Saints. I don't know if it was. He was with the Vikings in 79. I like how Paulie didn't know this, but then he gave me these pages here.
Absolutely.
These no, you did not. He did not. He did not. He did not. You know who gave me
what
these?
What is it with the front row and just knowing
these taught Marvin how to cheat well.
Mm. They do get in earlier than you guys. Maybe there's something to that.
That's when they're hatching discuss all of their
yes,
plans.
Yes.
So I'm going to say Paul Molitor. You say Dave Winfield. Oh, booby!
I'll go Paul Hornig and pretend it was Paul Hornig.
By the way, Iowa beat Northwestern 10-7. That game was at Wrigley Field. How many times do you think the Cubs scored 10 or more runs at Wrigley Field this season? If you said 14 times, you would be correct. And here's Iowa football. They scored 10 points against Northwestern. odds to win the Super Bowl, in case you care, after this following weekend, according to DraftKings. Chiefs, followed by the Eagles, then the Niners, then the Ravens, and then the Cowboys.
Man, there's really been a lot of movement there since the beginning of the season, huh?
Maybe the Ravens bumped up a little bit, but that's about it. Chiefs, Eagles, Niners, pretty much status quo there. Pete in Iowa, then we'll take a break. Hi, Pete, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I wanted to congratulate Dylan, but you already beat me to it, and I have an interesting stat for you, which you just made a comment on, if I can.
Okay.
Power 5 teams are 4-49 the last three seasons when gaining less than 180 yards of offense. All four wins are by Iowa.
Thank you. Thank you, Pete. Yeah, Iowa football. Don't come there for the offense. Come there for the defense. But, you know, if they would have been given that punt return earlier, a couple of weeks ago, that should have been a touchdown. I don't know what their record is. How many wins they got?
If that punt return went through, they'd be 8-1.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. They're 7-2, Dan.
Okay.
Wild.
Okay.
They won one in a row.
Yeah. They put up some points.
What do they got next week? Ooh, Rutgers.
Will they score? Okay. Are they hosting Rutgers?
Of course.
Are they?
Yeah, military appreciation game.
Okay.
Rutgers and Iowa City.
I wonder what the over-under is. The over-under going to be more than 31? Can you find that out?
Yeah.
With the initial line? Because Iowa famously has had an over-under in their games this year around 30.5. And that's the lowest over-under in college football history. That Rutgers offense can light it up a little bit, though. I'll say that. Take a break. Mark Sanchez will join us on loan from Fox right after this Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. In case you're wondering about the AFC North, we were. How many times have we had four teams from one division make the playoffs? It's happened, but it's been a while. 1998, AFC East. Now, there were five teams in the East back then, but the Jets, Patriots, Dolphins, Bills made it. 1997, Buccaneers, Vikings, Packers, Lions. That was the NFC Central. NFC Central again in 94, NFC Central in 1982. You could see all four teams right now, if the season ended, as we like to say, would be in the playoffs. All right, Paulie, do you have the Rutgers-Iowa over-under? Is it over 31 points?
Just to give you some perspective, okay. Michigan is facing Penn State. These are the two best defenses in the country, two of the better defenses. That line is 44.5. Mm-hmm. Rutgers, 6-3, at Iowa, 7-2. Iowa's giving a point and a half to Rutgers. Mm. The over-under is, let's guess it.
I'm going to say, I'll say 30 and a half.
28 and a half.
Oh, my God. They continue to lower the standard here. That's unbelievable.
Wild. Nothing's even close. The next closest over-under in the Big Ten is 43 and a half points, 42 and a half points.
Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst, former quarterback. He was on the call, the Giants and the Raiders yesterday in Las Vegas, joining us on the program. What did you expect out of that game going into it?
That was a wild one. Hello. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning,
Danettes. You know, so we get the privilege when you call a game, you go in on a Friday, you watch Friday practice, and then you get to interact with some of the players and the coaches. And there was an energy, a juice around the building. There was something you could feel, and you didn't quite know what it was. So I attributed it to, you know, the changeover and turnover that happened during the week with the head coach, GM, and all that. But you're like, okay, well, how long is this going to last? And what does this actually mean? Because a lot of energy is great, but just – energy going in all different directions that isn't focused on executing on the field doesn't really do it, not at this level. In college, you can get away with more of that. In high school, for sure, it's all momentum and you figure it out. But at this level, you're like, okay, what's that going to get me? And I figured right after the first quarter, that's where I'm going to see what this Raiders team is all about. And it's still only one game. But this kid, Aiden O'Connell, I mean, they gave him plenty of time. Number one, I think the play sequencing by Bo Hardigree was perfect. I think they still struggled, and nobody said anything. They still struggled getting the ball to Davante Adams. He barely had an impact on the game, if any at all, really. They threw him a couple quick throws or whatever, but he wasn't a major factor. Wink Martindale and the Giants took him completely out of the game. The problem was, you know, they lose Leonard Williams the week before in a trade. And Josh Jacobs went off. I mean, he finally hit the century mark and goes over 100 yards. He ends up taking a loss, so I think he ends up with just shy of 100 yards. But that was by far his best output at one point, you know, him and Saquon were averaging like 7 yards a carry. I'm like, dude, just snap him the ball. Whatever you got to do, get it to number eight. This guy's, you know, unlocking everything you need in your offense and making it easy, by the way, on your rookie quarterback from Purdue that is making his second start. And in his first start, it was rough. So whatever you got to do, and Bo Hardigree knew it and felt it. And then the defense comes up with two turnovers. Daniel Jones goes down. And then, I mean, the route was on. And it was it breaks your heart for Daniel Jones. But you see this Raider team, and, I mean, you see all the clips from last night. I mean, these guys are, like, smoking cigars, and they're like, they just won the Super Bowl. It's like, whoa, pump the brakes a little bit. But I can understand. Obviously, that speaks to, you know, this newfound, almost like a weight was lifted off their shoulders. And it's you never like to see it with coaching change and all that, but that's the way it goes. And the guys obviously responded. And how about Antonio Pierce? Like, L.A. guy, you know, just total Raiders Kings. Like, I just picture him in the 80s and 90s growing up with that Raiders starter jacket.
Sure.
You know, like the Compton hat, you know, bumping Dre on his, you know, speakers. Like, that's who he is. And it was, like, perfect for him. And, you know, the post-game interview, like, just yelling Raiders. Like, you could tell. They're just fired up, and they haven't had that excitement in a long time. So it's fun to watch.
If you're the Giants, are you looking at moving on from Daniel Jones?
Well, I think they got to figure out what's going on with the knee. It sounds like ACL. And if that's the case, you know, we're past the deadline. It's like, what are we going to do to try and salvage the season? How soon is Tyrod Taylor back, which is, what, 3 more games? Are we rolling with Tommy DeVito? And then long term, what's the plan there? So I'm not totally sure on the contract structure. I know, you know, it was a big number, and
I think next year, this year, kind of stuff. Yeah, this year, next year, I think they're locked into that.
So, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they, you know, try and build up the team around him, but the team that they're building up around him has to be available. Okay. They haven't had their bookend tackles for a better part of the season, or at least playing together. They've had just as many offensive line combinations show up, quarterbacks in and out. Darren Waller was supposed to show up and help that tight end position. He's been in and out of the lineup. Bellinger, the other tight end from San Diego State, he's been in and out of the lineup. It's like, you know, sure, does Daniel Jones need to protect the ball and not, you know, force it at certain times when everything looks bad? Yes, 100%, and he's owned that. But, I mean, come on, man. You got to help the guy out. Him, Saquon, like, you know, Saquon was going off yesterday too, but you're down 20-something points at halftime, it's hard to run the ball. Yeah. It's hard to just turn around and hand the ball off. There's not enough time. And so, you know, I feel for the guys with the Giants. And the defense is really starting to pick it up these last couple of weeks, generating turnovers and all that. And but once you lose your guy like that, that's makes life tough.
Your alma mater fired the defensive coach, Alex Grinch.
And we're just doom and gloom today, man.
Yeah, I know. But I'm wondering about this, though. You can fire the defensive coordinator. You still have the same talent there. Is this a question of the scheme of the defensive coordinator, or is this about the players that Lincoln Riley brought in?
I mean, I think there's blame to go around just like anything. I think you know, and this is what you sign up for as a coach at this kind of level. You're going to get scrutiny, and if things aren't going right at a program like this, then people are going to want to change. And it's unfortunate. That's the way it works. So is it players? Is it scheme? And that those are some questions that they're going to have to answer. I can see – I mean, we definitely could use some help up front, I think, on both sides. I think that's where our next step will be, in my opinion, is snagging some of those big dudes that end up going to Georgia, that end up going to, you know, Bama, those kind of, you know, big guys. I mean, you got to control the line of scrimmage. And right now, you know, we're getting moved around and not moving enough. So it's difficult. It's hard to play complimentary ball like that when, I mean, it's a 50-point shootout every week, you know, and I've never been a part of, you know, not a spread offense like that, air raid attack, Mike Leach kind of stuff. But, I mean, you're scoring fast. Your defense is on the field a lot. It feels like every game is like 50 to 49. I know a couple of them have been that way. But that's, I mean, for me, as an offensive guy, like if I was calling the plays, I might have 10 heart attacks every game. You know, like, I can't. Whoa, like, hey, we got to get a stop, man. We got to get a turnover. We got to do something. But I got to dial up, you know, 100 touchdown passes a year. Like, good Lord, that's a lot of work. So I just it's a different style of football. And it's more of this new age style because it's so popular in high school. It's easy to teach, easy to coach, easier to understand for a lot of these players. And that's why, you know, the transition period, when you get some of these guys from college that go to the NFL, like trying to get them to figure out this new league is a little different, but the league changing with it as well. So, gosh, back to this defense. Sorry, that was a long word salad answer. But, yeah, some had to change, and it's unfortunate when it goes down like that. But bottom line is these players got to execute, and you got to put them in the right positions to execute.
Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst. How is C.J. Stroud making it look so easy?
Jeez. I mean, this kid looks unbelievable. I'm like hoping we get a Houston game coming up. We haven't had much of him, or like when you watch games and study for teams, there hasn't been a ton of Houston crossover tape for whatever reason, and it happens that way. But these highlights you're seeing, I mean, this is like, he looks so calm and so comfortable, and they're not asking him to do anything like that he's uncomfortable with. They're bringing him along every week, right? And now he's to the point where, you know, you're looking at some of his stat lines, you're like, geez, guys are chucking it around the yard, man, with a guy who's barely done this. So clearly he's got the confidence. Clearly they're bringing him up the right way and educating him along the way and giving him a little more, you know, kind of spoon feeding him early, let the run game go, you know, some easy completions. He's got veteran guys like Robert Woods. I can't tell you how important those types of players are, especially in the slot. Having Dalton Schultz that they got from Dallas, sharp kid, Stanford kid, I want to say, but like route running ability and giving quarterbacks opportunities to throw to open players. So not every throw is contested. Not every throw has a chance to get tipped, intercepted. Boom, there goes your confidence a little bit. These guys are two of the best route runners in the league. And Robert Woods has been doing it for a long time. Solid veteran guy, obviously USC guy, so I love him. But he can really go. And that helps set your quarterback free. That helps get your quarterback in a rhythm. For me, it was Jericho Cotchery when I was a young pup. And a guy like that, working the middle of the field, understanding leverage and spacing and timing and always seeming to reveal himself to the quarterback, like just show up when you need him. When things break down, where's Jericho? When things break down, like LaDainian Tomlinson, my second year, those guys just know where to be. And that's been a huge help for C.J. Stroud. And then when it's time to make the big throws down the field, he's hit him, you know? So you combine those two, and it's like, dude, this kid's got everything you want.
Best win of the weekend?
I guess the most dominating was probably Baltimore. And we have the Seahawks this week, so I can't wait to watch that game and figure that out. Although, if you're Seattle, you're just kind of like, okay, it's AFC game, you know, and I've used this before on a broadcast, but like, flush that thing down the toilet like a goldfish in fourth grade. Who cares? Move on. You'll catch them in the Super Bowl if you make it that far. Let's correct some stuff. But we're not playing anybody nearly like Lamar Jackson for the next few weeks. Let's just focus on us. So I think they'll be fine. The Philly-Dallas game, just the end of that game.
Who do you blame, Mark?
Well, it's the whole operation. You don't know. You know, it's hard for me to say because I'm not listening on the headset, but like that whole operation, you get down to the 6-yard line, you have, it's like a calamity of errors. They had a penalty, a false start, like
a sack.
Take a sack. That was a bad sack. Number one, it's a 4-man rush. I understand. Those are really good pass rushers. But I mean, Dak barely hit his back foot, got one look at something, and then boom, he had to move. I'd prefer if he moved up in the pocket. And my only question on that particular play was the week before he hit Ferguson against the Rams down the seam, right down the middle, and threw it on the top shelf, like right on the top of his helmet. In that situation, you have no timeouts. There's like 20-something seconds left. You're running about maybe 3 to 4 plays, depending on how fast you can do it and if you're inbounds or out of bounds, whatever. Incomplete, complete, that matters. But that was a play he showed me, and it's 1st and 10. Now's your time to take a shot. Like, you got a chance. You're just dropping them in the end zone, trying to figure it out. And he had him one-on-one. And in those situations, bottom line, like if you're C.J. Stroud in a situation like that, it's where's Schultz, where's Woods? If you're Dak, it's where's CeeDee Lamb and where's Ferguson? Those have been your best targets. Get the ball to those guys. Bottom line is, at the end of the game, it's Johnny's and Joe's, not the X's and O's. Find your ballers, get them the ball. That's really what it is. So I think the Eagles winning that game, I thought, was huge for them, and they're just really starting to separate themselves, especially with that Giants loss. They're owning that NFC East, maybe the first repeat champs in I don't know how many years. So that's that'd be huge.
What do you have this weekend?
We go Commanders at Seahawks.
Okay. How many times?
But wait, how about the roughing the passer? Because Vilma was on that call. I'm excited to watch that game. I know it's Commanders-Patriots. But the roughing the passer on Mac Jones?
I watched it, and then Paulie goes, yeah, roughing the passer was called. I go, how? He tried not to land on him.
I'll protect quarterbacks all day long, okay? You need those guys on the field to score points and make it all work, and I get that. I'm a proponent of that. But come on, man. He didn't even land on him. He barely hit him, knocked him down, and then like did exactly what they said. He rolled off and didn't push off of him on the ground. And I mean, that was as clean as you could see. Vilma was on the call, and I saw one of the clips of it. I think he does an excellent job, though, by the way, for Fox. But I get a good defensive perspective when I hear him. Mark Schlereth, I get a good offensive line perspective, you know. So sometimes when I have those crossover games, I love watching those guys. But Vilma was like, wait a second. And he came from, you know, he's older than me, so he's like, he's like that old school, you know, take the quarterback's head off and worry about it later. So that was bad.
They should let these quarterbacks today watch highlights from the 60s and 70s and understand what roughing the passer was. Because this...
Well, remember the wasn't it a segment on ESPN? Like, you got jacked up or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were like, you know, punt returners and guys catching like a little bubble screen and just flattening them. I mean, they got hammered, and so I don't know. That's,
I think it's called "You Got Fined." That's the new segment on ESPN. Is "You Got Fined" for that?
With the little meter, and how much money?
How much it's going to cost you there? Hey,
we're on to something here.
Yeah,
this is good.
Yeah, hey, safe travels. Play nice with Pete Carroll,
buddy. Always.
You wouldn't criticize.
Don't start anything. Why are you always doing?
I don't know. I didn't mean to. I just thought, you know what? Are you going to be overly nice to Pete on the broadcast as opposed to have somebody read into it? That
no, I've gotten on him before with some of the silly penalty week one with DK Metcalf and the silly penalty he had towards the end of the game when I said that's not a Coach Carroll deal. He's going to be upset about that. They got to take a good look in the mirror, and they can't do that. They can't afford. Whatever. So I've been critical of him,
All right.
You know, you got to play it straight. Can't have favorites. I'm always, you know, to a fault, rooting for the quarterbacks and rooting for the offense. But I do appreciate good defensive plays and good coaching and stuff. So
what's the
commitment?
What's the commitment to the hair? What are we going with?
You know, I'm not 100% totally sure. Maybe it's our next poll question, and then we just decide what the new hairdo is. Shave it, go mohawk, nice high top fade, dark Caesar. Like, where are we going with it?
What does your wife want?
She's down with it.
She is? Little flip, she little curl? It would look good if you're playing now out of the helmet. Coming out of the back of your helmet? Yeah, okay.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I saw Wink Martindale before the game. He goes, hey, look at that flow. You got the Tennessee mud flap back there.
Tennessee mud flap. Nice.
I never heard that.
Your mullet. Safe travels. Good to talk to you as always. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys. We'll talk soon.
That's Mark Sanchez, former NFL quarterback, now working for Fox. He's got Seattle and the Commanders. All right, let's take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. And we'll write tomorrow's headlines today with the Jets and the Chargers. The Jets are getting 3.5. Started out at 3, now up to 3.5, according to DraftKings. College basketball, big night tonight as well. Any marquee games?
Marquee games, well, it's like a good team versus a team you may not know where they're from. Like North Carolina is hosting Radford.
Okay.
Villanova hosting American University.
Anybody know where Radford is?
Virginia?
South Carolina.
I was going to go Radford, North Carolina.
Duke's hosting Dartmouth. Arizona.
Okay.
Radford, Virginia.
Smart off.
All right.
Arizona hosting Morgan State.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A lot of small schools.
Okay. All right. Final results of the poll questions. Seton?
Dan, would you take the AFC North teams or everybody else in the AFC to win the AFC? Right now, 54% have every other team. But still, that's a pretty good showing, 46% for just the AFC North teams.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. This day in sports history, Paul. Oh, by the way, it's in it's official. Daniel Jones has a torn ACL. His coach, Brian Daboll, confirmed that. So he's done for the year. That might impact his season next year. Got 1 year left on that contract. Or they could get out after one more year. And if you end up with a top five draft pick, thank you. All right, this day in sports history.
I don't know if this is going to make Daniel Jones' day any brighter. I don't have anything good for him on this. Inventor of basketball, James Naismith, born in 1861.
Mm.
1969, a tie for the Cy Young. Denny McClain of Detroit and Mike Queller. Is it Queller?
Cuellar.
Cuellar.
Of Baltimore. The Orioles.
Okay.
Yeah. But Denny McClain, didn't he win 30 games? That was 68 when he won 31?
Correct.
31, okay.
74, big change here. Mike Marshall became the first relief pitcher to win the Cy Young Award. The Supreme Court in 1982 allowed the Raiders to move to L.A. and also moving news, Art Modell, the owner of the Browns in 1995, announced plans to move his team to Baltimore.
1984, U.S. Supreme Court upholds the ruling that allows the Raiders to move to Los Angeles. Let's see, a couple more phone calls in here. Paul in Iowa. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, I got a best of the weekend and best of the week for you. Best of the weekend, Oklahoma State wins the final Bedlam regular season game and sends the Sooners off by playing Taylor Swift's We Are Never, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together. Big 12 bitterness, man. It's awesome.
I love it.
Best of the week, as you said, for degenerates like me, it's a special day. It's college basketball tip-off. I wanted to hear if the Backroom Boys have anything cooked up, like, say, Oregon versus Georgia this afternoon. Georgia's getting 6.5.
Hmm. I don't know. Dylan didn't place any bets basketball. But thanks for the phone call, Paul. Dylan, I don't know how he, Shea, and Bad Larry did on their picks this weekend. Dylan bets on so many different things.
Was there F1 race this weekend?
He bet, but he didn't bet on Max Verstappen.
Verstappen.
He's won 17 races this year. It's incredible. I think it's the car.
Oh,
I think it's the car.
I usually bet Red Bull team.
Yes, Todd.
He can't be stopping.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Ver, welcome. All right, let's write tomorrow's headline today. What's that look, Seton?
Three more minutes.
Okay. And then you're done?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Todd, write tomorrow's headline today.
I've got, should he Staley or go? Bolt die slow death at MetLife.
Okay. Seton O'Connor.
I'm going to have the Jets winning tonight, even though I said earlier that they probably weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the Chargers out of batteries.
Marvin, you got a headline today?
I think Jets win just in time. Last second field goal being Justin Herbert.
Okay.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair. Of course you were.
Yeah. That would bother me, Marvin. Paulie.
I think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers related. I think he's going to show up a night game on TV. You're going to see him like throwing like passes to wideouts where he drops back, and that will be the lead.
I was thinking, Wilson. Tom Hanks with, was that Castaway?
Yeah, we got it.
All right.
I had to get that in. You have to explain it.
You're right.
Talked about this.
All righty. Got a long week ahead of you, Todd. Long week.
Oh, boy.
Don't we all?
Let me sing my Grinch song and everything.
What did you learn today, Toddler?
Caller Chris in D.C. thought it was Shea and Irving, not Shea in Irving. Fascinating.
Seton O'Connor.
Bench has grown the hair out.
Yeah, yeah. He got something going on there. Marvin?
The Raiders need a Pam.
Yes. They need to help Mark Davis. Paulie, what'd you learn today?
The Iowa under keeps going under and under and under.
Under and under and under. Todd, what did I learn today?
If you're the Texans, C.J. Stroud gives you reason for hope.
Fall is the perfect time to protect your home because right now you can get up to 50% off a brand new Simply Safe home security system. Get 50% off your Simply Safe system with a fast protect plan at simplysafe.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Deion Sanders will join us tomorrow. Great booking, Todd, after a loss to Oregon State. I'm sure he'll be in a great mood.
It happens. It happens.
All right. Hope you'll join us tomorrow as well. Have a great Monday, everybody. For our entire lineup, the Backroom Guys, Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly, this has been the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.